Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to an all-new Unreal After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're going to be breaking down Season 3, Episode 7, titled Projection. We're going to be talking about things like, is Jasper really here for the right reasons? Is Owen way too good for Serena? And we just got to talk about how good August looks plowing a hole. Gotta say it. And we also, of course, have Alex Hernandez Skyping in very shortly. It's going to be a great show, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello again, everyone. Thank you so, so much for tuning into our Unreal After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Sam Davidson, and I have two of my lovely panelists here this evening. Taylor couldn't make it, but hey, guys.
Hey, everyone. I'm Leslie Powers.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards.
And we are so excited to talk about this episode. We will be dialing Alex Hernandez, who plays Owen, any second now. Overall thoughts. Let's get into this, guys. Ooh. I loved it. I was very excited about this episode to, see more of the contestants as real people as opposed to little puppets.
Yes.
I liked it. What did you guys think?
I liked it. I think it's the episode that lived up most to its title of Projection.
Yes.
There's a lot of projection happening. But I agree, August looked real good digging that hole, and Jasper didn't look too bad either. Oh, so
hello.
Oh.
Sorry to interrupt you.
Yes.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing real well. How are you guys?
Great. So you're live on air. We can see you. You can't see us.
Way more mysterious this way. I actually like it better. Every Skype should be like this.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I like it.
I like it, too. Well, thank you so much for joining us, guys, viewers. Alex Hernandez here on the Skype. We wish you were here so we could give you a big hug.
I wish I was there. I love hugs.
We were talking about our overall thoughts for this episode, and I think I'm going to say it's actually one of my favorite episodes of Unreal ever.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what about you? What do you think?
This is Erica. Hey.
Erica. Hello, Erica. Sorry, of course.
No, since you can't see me. But I really liked it. I like the fact, you know, the games are fun and they're cute, but it's nice to really see the person, see how she would, in theory, interact with their family and get a clear idea of what rounds the character or, you know, the bachelor that she's choosing. So I really enjoyed that a lot. I thought that, you know, that kind of really kind of brought things together. And Quinn kind of, and Rachel, they're kind of going, you know, haywire. So, and I'm loving Fiona, sort of, you know, so
yeah. I don't know. How about you, Alex? I mean, were you a viewer of the show before you got cast, or did you kind of, you know, binge watch it and then get super into it like everybody does?
It was definitely choice B. I heard of it actually before I got cast on it, and I was enthralled. Like, the pilot got me hooked real quick. Usually you watch stuff that you've been cast in just as like research, right? Mm-hmm. But I actually found myself, I was riveted from jump, and I went through all of it in a matter of 3 days, I think, the first two seasons, which is pretty crazy. But yeah, I think it's really interesting that there's this sort of ripping apart of the facade of what reality TV is. And I mean, frankly, it has a lot of similarity to scripted television, just like the way in which people orchestrate a narrative, right? And how they make something, they make an idea come to fruit, even despite the best efforts of the people on the other side.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's definitely a very fascinating show. I think it's one of the best pilots I've ever seen, honestly, from the first episode on. I feel like they should show it in film school and stuff.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's
pretty cool how fast-paced it is. Were you super excited to get this role? Because in my opinion, I mean, from episode one, it was you and Jasper, wifeys all the way. Were you stoked about it? I mean, like, do you connect with Owen?
Yeah, I have to say, actually, one of the reasons I took this role and why I was so grateful for it is it's the way it was described to us was he was just the all-American guy, right? Like, good guy, stand-up, not comedian, stand-up guy. That's not something I often imagine myself as, which I think is more socialization than anything else because I'm born and raised in America. But being a Latino guy, when someone says all-American, my own image doesn't jump to my mind. So I was actually really grateful and proud of them that they were like, yeah, our obsession isn't like blonde hair, blue eyed. That's our vision of all America. Because if you notice, like the now that we're here, I can say this without like spoiling anything for anyone. The final four, right? There's a British guy, a Russian guy, an Australian guy, and me. And it was expressed to me from the beginning that sort of my role in all of this was to be like stalwart, middle America, all America. And I thought it was cool that they went with a Latino guy as opposed to what you would more conventionally see in television.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, I agree. I think that is nice.
Yeah, I mean, because we have so many douches, and
you're the American douche, Alex.
Yeah, but the non-American American douche, you know, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into everything that happened with Serena this episode, which was very Owen-specific. So Serena decides, on her own accord, kind of, to choose Owen for the hometown date. And I loved Owen's reaction. I mean, he's really one of the most real, authentic characters we've gotten on this show, because he doesn't want it to be a show. He's like, excuse me, I'm not comfortable, you know, introducing you to my daughter. What did you girls think about the way he responded to him being picked at first?
I thought he was like the Ruby of this season. Like, he has something to stand for, and with his daughter. So I didn't see it coming, so whenever I'm surprised on the show, I like it. And I think the date went amazing, and better than probably Rachel Quinn or Serena thought it would go. So good job, Owen. Good job, Alex.
Yeah, great job. I really liked the whole interaction with, well, one, I feel like his character anyway would not have just been like, yay, you know, come home, because he does have a daughter and that is his priority from the first episode. So I like that he was like, well, no, if you would really be this type of person, then maybe I don't really need to take you home. Maybe it's not right for me. So I did really appreciate that. And that kind of gave her a chance to really think about what she's really doing. So,
you know, so Alex, when I was watching this episode, I was thinking about your character, Owen, and I was thinking, God, what a nice, normal guy. Why is he doing this? And if he has such high standards for his daughter, then, I mean, was he just, did he look up Serena in the press and think, ooh, or is he, you know, like, why is he still there? Was he planning to eliminate himself? What do you think was his thought process before the date?
That was actually a point of conversation a lot between not just the guys, but me and Stacy, the showrunner, was if he's such a good guy and such like a normal person, why is he on the show to begin with? And I think it's a comment on what's happening to a lot of people these days, right? Like, there was a period in time where going on Tinder or like any sort of dating app was pretty taboo. You know, like 10 years ago, you wouldn't walk around being like, oh yeah, I'm on OkCupid, and like think that everyone was going to be all right with it, right? You were kind of – you would do it on the sly, like when no one was watching.
Right.
And sort of just reached that point where he's exhausted. He's from a small town, Colorado, right, this Frontier Creek town. And he's exhausted most of his options there. He had a really bad experience with his ex-wife, but he has a beautiful daughter out of it. He wants a mother figure for her. He wants a partner for himself. And it's sort of a situation where it's like, all right, if I have no other options, like, I may as well try this sort of extreme thing, because from everything that everyone's telling me, this woman is great. She seems great on paper. Maybe she's great in real life. And because I'm the only person here that seems to be genuine about it all, maybe I have a real shot as opposed to all these other guys. So I think he comes out of curiosity and then stays because he's actually, you know, you see episode one, they have a real connection. And a real nice kiss, a real nice moment on that cliff. And then he stays, and it's the thing I like about the way this episode is done is his reaction is not, I'm so happy to take you home. His reaction is like, I've been sticking around waiting for you to like say something to me, spend time with me, and you haven't. So why are you randomly choosing me now, and why would I take you home now? Like, after all of this.
Yeah.
And then of course you see, like, she goes, and at first he's a little disappointed by the way she reacts to Riley's exuberance, you know, which admittedly, like, it's a bit much. The kid came in hot. but, you know, I also get that as a dad, he'd be like, well, I mean, it's my daughter. And like, just because she's excited to meet you. And yeah, that phrase, you know, you're my new mommy is a lot, but like, you could be. So if that's your reaction, I'm sorry, we can't be together. And then of course, when she saves her and he turns again, I think it's a really cool piece of character development for both of them. Because now Serena actually has a choice of like, do I want to continue the same sort of Silicon Valley, Wall Street, high risk, high reward kind of guys that I've been dating? Or now I know what this feels like giving of myself to someone else, not just a man, but to a child. And like, that was actually a really beautiful thing. And I liked it. And I didn't think I would like it. And I tried it and I did. So what do I do now? I have two real options to weigh out.
Yeah. No, go ahead. What are you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, and then your face when you see that Jasper is staying, I think you're probably like, so am I still in the running? Like, she clearly had this moment with me, but then she's keeping guys like Jasper, but then it's part of the game. She has to. So yeah. I just wonder what Owen's kind of feeling going into the next week with Serena.
There's definitely the Owen-Jasper rivalry is very real and very, to me, it's just as much a matter of clashing values as it is arguing over a woman. You know what I mean? Like, jealousy over Serena is the surface level tension. And the real thing is he's looking at this guy like, you've spent your whole life doing nothing but making money for yourself and betting on women and running around being a playboy. Like, what do you actually have to offer? Whereas I'm a person who I've made a life out of being stable and grounded and supportive. And yeah, I make $60,000 a year. I'm a firefighter. There's nothing ostentatious about that, but I am a solid person and I will be there for her through all of the twists and turns her crazy life is going to take. Does she need someone else who's also going to be flying all over the world, jet setting and making all these crazy decisions? And basically their needs are the same. Like, they need someone to help keep them in place, but neither of them is going to do that. Or does she need me, who is going to be there for her when she gets home? I'll have dinner ready. I'll massage her feet. You know, I'm that.
I'm like, is this you, Alex, yeah, or is this Owen? I'm.
She'll take her private jet back to Colorado, and
yeah,
it'll be a long flight, but worth it. You know, once Owen rubs her feet.
Seriously,
I actually had a really weird thought right now. So, as most of you guys know, I'm a big Bachelor and Bachelorette fan, and to you, Alex, I am a big fan of the franchise, so I know a lot. The first ever Bachelorette, she was not like Serena. She was, you know, an ex-cheerleader turned physical therapist. But the guy that she picked, who she is still married to now, one of the most infamous Bachelor couples, was
a fireman,
a
right?
Fireman, mm-hmm, from Aspen.
I think that's like the one of the seasons I actually did watch. I think I watched the first or second season, yeah, or something, and then I
and
stopped.
And his name's Ryan. Yeah. You're the Ryan. Owen's the Ryan.
Serena's the Trista. There you go.
Yes. Yeah. I do remember Ryan and Trista. Yes.
I know. Well, I want to talk about this moment, you know, with Riley and when she almost dies. So traumatic. You know, we do not need any more death on our hands, especially one of a child. That would be...
Yeah. Even big for Unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was funny. Quinn even shocked herself, right? You guys, clowns can do real damage, okay?
So scary.
Keep them out of homes. Keep them out of, you know, firehouses. Whatever you're going to do.
Beans especially.
Yes. No. Terrible. I mean, honestly. No, it really was one of the moments of the show that I love so much that it made the character development so big, and we saw it happen before our eyes. And I thought it was really cool. It was great acting on all of your parts and, you know, great writing and producing and directing. What did you guys think about this moment? Did you find it unique to the Unreal world?
Okay, so the whole thing with Riley for me that I found interesting is that I really don't know when Quinn's, like, background shenanigans start and when they finish. Like, first I was like, okay, did she, you know, I mean, I know that the daughter was overexcited, but who is like running out like, you're my new mommy, to someone they've never met? So I was like, did they tell her to say that to freak Serena out? So that's really what that's I kind funny. Of thought, like, oh, that's your new mommy, go say hi to mommy or something. Like, I was like, maybe they told her. And then at the end, I mean, honestly, I was like, Quinn, did you hire this truck to drive? Like, that's absolutely what I thought, which I think is like totally dark. And she was like, oh, I didn't think she was going to run to the street. Did not seem the most sincere. Like, I love Quinn. That's my girl. I love Quinn. But I was kind of like, I think she hired that truck. Like, you know. And because she was like, no, wow, she's cool, she's fine. And I was like, yeah, because you know the driver. I thought it was going to be like another hire from Craigslist.
So, did Constance direct this episode?
Yes, she did. I think this is her first director. Yeah.
I don't want that to be misspoken.
Okay. Is it next week?
Connelly.
That's right. That's okay. Right. I saw Jeffrey's picture with it. Okay. I was going to say, as a director myself, I saw in that episode the motivations behind Quinn's character, because she just had this situation with Tracy Tom's character, Fiona, and I feel like she had something to prove. And it was like the second someone rattled her cage, she was like, well, I'm going to go fix something. And Rachel's not doing her job. And look what I did.
Well,
I made a story.
I mean, she did. But this new side of Rachel, I love it. She really, there's no question, she is trying to be a good person. And last week's episode, I think, was called Transference. And this is projection, you know, two words that are very typically used in the psychology world. And projection is kind of putting your experiences and your feelings, projecting them onto someone else in a different situation. So for this, it was... Rachel felt like she was Riley. Did you guys pick up on that? And especially you, Alex, I mean, a subtext when you were reading the script and stuff, did you think that?
I didn't necessarily think that she saw herself as Riley directly. Certainly not as Owen, because Owen's not aware of her, you know, her whole backstory. But I do think there's absolutely something happening with Rachel and her mother and that whole backstory and relationship that she's trying to avoid for Serena and Riley, potentially. When she sees, especially, that Serena's, like, not about it at first when she shows up to Colorado, that's why she's like, all right, cut him, Mercy. Just get him out of here, because I can't have you screw this kid's life up, because I know what it is to have a mom who's, like, not really present and has other things on her mind and isn't ready to be a mother. And I think that's a lot of what that projection is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I thought the Mary thing, too. How Mary had a daughter in season one, and they totally screwed that up.
Oh, God. She's like, I cannot kill another mother-daughter somehow, you know, duo again. God.
Yeah, I definitely felt like she was projecting, because even though Serena wasn't really that into it, I felt like Rachel's reaction to it was a little extreme. Because it's like, okay, people with children do date. Sometimes the relationships don't work out. The kid is not, like, devastated for life. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? This is...
Yeah, it was a bit intense.
Quickly. Yeah, I was like, come on, you know how many bachelors don't actually marry the person after the season's over, so why are you, like, totally acting like this is so traumatic? So I was like, I really felt like she was in her own space of where she was with her actual mother for a lot of that.
Yep. Agreed.
I get that. It's very interesting. But I also, what I thought was interesting was the final conversation. We're just going to cover your entire storyline, Alex. So that you had with Rachel when it was before the elimination ceremony, and you basically stood up for Serena and talked about how you thought you could make it work, and said that if she's not ready to be a mother, like, I'll be mom for the both of us. And she was very touched by that. What did you guys think of this moment?
It was sweet. I mean, I have to say, Alex, your character surprises me, because I, you know, typically as the all-American guy like that, you know, I'm like, oh, this is going to be the boring guy, then he's nice. But then you keep surprising us, and I think that was a surprising moment where you're kind of like, you know, you would think maybe he would listen to Rachel a little bit and be like, oh, I'm second-guessing my choices, maybe I'll cut myself tonight, the way that other guys have been doing. But no, you were like, I got this, I understand kids are rough, they're difficult. And so I thought it was a really sweet moment, and I think Rachel got put in her place a little bit, so we'll see.
Yeah, that's what I felt, too. I felt like because he didn't know Rachel's backstory with her family and her mother, he's like, well, no, you know, it's not really that big of a deal. I adjusted to having a child surprise me, and so can Serena. And on Rachel's part, I think she was so deep in the whole projection thing, she realized, like, that's what her dad should have done but didn't do. Her dad could have been there for her even if her mother was crazy, and he was not. And so it's like, well, yes, so she's not, so Riley's not in her position because Riley does have a stronger father than really she did. So,
yeah. I mean, I think that she loves Owen because she sees you as that father in a way that, you know, she wishes that she had.
Yes, I think, I agree. I think that for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, for you playing that kind of character, do you do you find it a big responsibility in a way to kind of be the stand-up guy in this season of Unreal, but also make sure you play it, you know, true to part?
Yeah, actually, I did find that a lot. The biggest thing to me was to not be boring. So it's really, I think we're socialized to think that niceness and doing the right thing is somehow not interesting. And I'm grateful to the writers at Unreal for making Owen interesting enough through niceness, like that an American society would still watch him do things on television. Because normally narrative is like, yeah, make them have as much conflict as possible. Make them be as screwed up a human being as you can, because that's interesting. And we do. We, like, eat our popcorn and we, like, get off on, like, yeah, just be worse and worse. Yeah, I love it. It was also kind of, like, there was a little bit of letdown where all the other guys get to do all this really nasty or, like, visceral stuff. And they would always be like, cool, fireman. Just, like, be in the corner and being a nice guy. I'll expect my daughter. All right.
Well, you could have been digging holes with August and Jasper.
Yes. The whole, like, water sports thing, man.
I know. That was so much fun. That was one of my favorite parts of the episode. But before we get into that, if you guys want to have more fun, learn and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was the AfterBuzz TV Unreal After Show that sent you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition, check it out. It's a lot of fun. I highly suggest that you guys listen to it because I love listening to it in the car. Yeah. It gets by the time, you know what I mean? It gets
LA
by.
LA traffic.
Yes, LA traffic. Gotta love it. Next, let's talk about some of those sexy men, in addition to Owen, of course, that you were talking about all the hoses and the water and the digging. I mean, there were just so many euphemisms in this episode, and at first I was like, Sam, you're a pervert, stop it. And I go, no. They did that just for you, Sam.
Yes.
That is what it is there for.
They wrote those jokes for people like you that think that way and understand it. August, just trying to be a good dude and is digging holes as an infiltration pit. You know, we all know what that is, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Does it matter?
I was curious, though, really, like, what hood is this mansion in that they have bad infiltration? Seriously. I was like, I thought this was a mansion, like, in Beverly Hills or wherever you're supposed to be, Malibu or something. I don't know, but I feel like...
They're in NorCal.
They're in NorCal.
Yeah. I feel like if you really have to go out there and dig holes yourself to make this huge estate better, then you need to talk to your architect or something. Like, I just feel like that's...
Yeah, they're paying Quinn too much or something.
Yeah, I'm like, what third world country is this mansion in? This really was my first question that we needed to do this. But I enjoyed the whole scenery. That scene was so much fun.
I think August was just bored. I think he was losing it a little bit, and he was just like, whatever I can do to pass the time and make myself look awesome in these jeans.
Exactly. That's what I thought. I was like, yeah, I think he's just making this up so he can randomly, get some airtime and look good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you, Alex, were not there to shoot those scenes, sadly. You know, did you get to see them doing this at all? Were you giggling? I would have been giggling. Not you.
We laughed when we got the script for 307 after the table read. We all spent a good week laughing about how they were going to have to do this and shoot this one day. And there was going to be an entire day where we would be in Vancouver, British Columbia. It was going to be raining and it was going to be 40 degrees outside. And these boys were just going to be sitting. The amount of time we spent shirtless in the cold, I cannot tell you, ladies.
Oh, my gosh. Muscles,
I never hurt so much in my life.
Just I didn't realize that.
For like a whole week where we were like, I'm going to be off with my daughter and Caitlin Fitzgerald, like, talking and having moments, and you guys are going to be digging holes at the mansion covered in water at 35 degrees. Yeah. Good luck.
You guys are champs.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it looked so warm and hot. And I did not know that it was that cold. That is beautiful. So crazy.
I mean, watching the scene, I was like, damn, homies, all that working out we did worked out for you.
Yes.
I'm wearing plaid in my belt and my jeans in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly. I mean, they looked amazing, and they did a great. They're so funny. Bart came in for the first episode of this season, and we just all fell in love with him. I mean,
yeah, Bart's the man.
He's so great. Funny. And
yeah,
he's very witty.
So witty and so nice. So
they're bred that way. They can't help it.
They're just naturally charming. That was my British accent, guys.
I was good. You're welcome. Good,
Sam. Yeah, thank you so much. You know, we got a little bit more of Zach this episode. You know, unfortunately, he's gone. He laid down, you know, the good work, and then they let him go.
His hole was kind of sad, though. Did you notice that it didn't go very deep?
I mean, he didn't know what an infiltration hole was, so that could be part of the reason. If you don't know why you're digging, why would you dig deeper? I'm just saying.
He has 3.8 million followers. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. He can make holes go everywhere.
Yes.
Yes. which is, I mean, there's a lot to be said for 3.8 million. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Alex Sparrow have that? Alex Sparrow is a little less than that, but he has like over 3 million followers, too. Yeah, we had Alex Sparrow in 2 weeks ago, and he was amazing.
Yes.
We're big fans. He's so funny and just one of the most, like, bold people I've ever met.
Oh, yeah. He and I ended up getting hooked up for interviews because, like, we had this very strange dynamic where part of it is that sometimes he'll lose words in English because he speaks English well, like fine. But because it's his second language, like randomly he'll just be like, brother, what is word for blood? That kid would crack me up all the time. Just ridiculousness.
I felt bad because when we were doing our interview, just naturally, I like to kind of help, you know, people in general. So I think when someone doesn't know what to do, he goes, how do you say, and we're live. And I was like, you know, ball, like whatever. It wasn't ball, but it was something. And he's like, thank you for, you know, saying my words. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I didn't even realize I was doing it. I'm just trying to help you out. Love that guy. His stuff with Jay this episode.
Shaking my head.
It's also kind of fun to watch, I gotta say.
It was kind of sexy there for a minute, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
if the drugs hadn't been involved.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking these pictures, though, are going to come full circle, yeah?
Oh, yeah. That's gonna be bad.
Yeah, not gonna
bad
be.
Bad news bears.
Not gonna be good.
Yeah, I think. Because I was just like, who does that? Like, gets high and hooks up, and now we're taking photos? I was like, no, dude.
Clearly nobody was watching them at the mansion.
Leave the phone cameras alone.
Speaking of people watching at the mansion, I just got to ask you guys a question. I texted Taylor, our co-host, who couldn't be here this evening, and said, who was touching themselves
at
the beginning of the episode and that Quinn and Rachel were watching? And I rewound, I paused, and all of your guys' abs look the same.
I thought it was August, but I could be wrong.
I thought it was August. I thought it was Alexi. I mean, honestly, I thought it was Jasper. I think the only person it wasn't was you, Owen. I'm pretty sure it wasn't you. What do you say?
Do you want the answer?
Yes.
It was Alexi.
Oh, you were right, Sam.
Okay,
good. Well, at first I thought Jay was underneath, and you know, but no, that's not what happened. Maybe it is.
That was
all on his own solo. Okay,
all right, all right,
going solo. I want to talk about, of course, Rachel. All the stuff going on with her father. He got out. Dr. Simon, still don't trust him. He's way too nice.
I don't know. I kind of trust him, but I shouldn't trust anybody.
He's either evil or he will die.
I hope it's neither, because actually he's growing on me.
Yeah.
He was growing on me till that very last scene with Jeremy where he's like, well, no, you need to stay away from her. And then I forgot what Jeremy's response was. But it was something in that sort of interaction where I was like, oh, okay, is the doctor like trying to get with Rachel now? Like, it just had a weird tone to it that I was like, okay. I was feeling you up until that point, really. So now I'm kind of like back on the fence with him.
But Jeremy kind of sucks, let's be honest.
No. Like
we love Josh Kelly. But Jeremy just he can't make up his mind. It's like Charlie is this awesome girl, but then he had the fiance first season. It's like Rachel just messes it all up. But it's also that's on Jeremy, you know? He can't get over it.
How about Chet? Do you think that he will ever throw Quinn under the bus for Ooh. Gary? You know, I think that's a really far-fetched scenario, but I don't know.
Also, was he supposed to be smoking weed? I thought he was sober.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
And what made him smoke circa, you know, season one, we're in the grip truck, smoking a bong.
With his dog.
Yeah, but the dog's gone. I'm assuming it died or something.
No, it was there in that scene.
It was there again? Oh, well, the dog's back every time he smokes weed, you know? There it is.
I don't think he'll throw under the bus, but I'm curious if he'll get close.
Yeah. Well, before we get into some predictions, I want to ask you some more questions, Alex. Tell me your, funniest memory of shooting this season of Unreal. Do you have a really funny story that no one knows about? It's just going to be our secret. And anyone that watches or listens.
Here's the problem with your question. I'm trying to think of funny stories that don't implicate anyone in any sort of legal or professional manner.
Okay.
No, we had a really good time hanging out with one another.
Sounds like
one of the funniest things was the amount that Adam Demos eats. That boy, I have never seen a grown man put food away like that. That man, and it shows. Like, he's built like an ox. You watch him on camera, and you're like, "What are you doing? Your triceps have biceps." I don't understand. But we would literally be in the middle of shooting something, and they'd call cut, and we knew that they were changing camera position, so they were doing like a turnaround or just pushing in tighter. So like literally something that takes 2 minutes, and he'd like walk over to the first AD and be like, "Excuse me, do I have time to go get some peanut butter?" No, not really. You'd be like, "I'll be right back." <That's fine. laughs> Go grab a thing of peanut butter, blueberries, coconut flakes. So they come back, hide it in the corner, and they'd be like, "All right, rolling." And he'd just like talk wherever he could. And then as soon as they cut, he'd be like,
Yeah, so if people think there's some extra bronzer on Adam Demos' skin, you know, it's probably just peanut butter.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a nice insider fact. Do you guys have any more questions for Alex?
Alex, what do you have coming up next?
Yeah.
What are you working on next?
I wrapped season two of the show called The Sun on AMC. We finished like 3 weeks ago. That comes out in the summer. It's a Western with Pierce Brosnan as this oil tycoon. Pretty cool. And then I'm going to play Hamlet in New Hampshire in about 2 weeks.
Oh, exciting. That's awesome. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. We love you. And if you're ever in town in Los Angeles, you know, we'll set up something where you can come by and we can have an interview just all about you.
Yes.
That'd be great. Well, where can everyone find you on social media for those that don't know?
I'm on Instagram at Alex and Hearn, and that's about it. I don't really do too much social media.
Yeah, not on Twitter. Got to hashtag that, you know? Well, it has been a pleasure, and it's been a pleasure watching you on screen. We cannot wait to see where it takes you for the rest of the season. So good luck with everything, and can't wait to see you on TV next week. Thanks for joining us.
Yay. Thank Bye, you. Alex. Bye, Thank Alex. You. Thank you.
All right, well, that was such a treat to have him here. And let's get into, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I like the scruff.
No, I loved it. It was great.
Oh, yeah, I mean, obviously.
Yes. I mean, he had to keep his shirt on or whatever, but outside of that,
Sam,
it was marvelous.
Why didn't you ask him to take his shirt off? He should have had his shirt off.
He was
because, guys, sometimes I try to reel it in, okay? Well, let's get into some predictions for next week.
Yes.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Who would like to start us off?
It's Erica.
All right. Predictions. Okay, I feel like Fiona's character is going to get a little bit stronger in her control over Quinn. So I think there's sort of going to be this battle for Quinn between Fiona and Rachel, because it seems like, I know, to me, Fiona was like, oh, okay, I want us to have you know, I want to have something that means more, which seems like a great thing, but it also seems like it's leading Quinn to do things that are really further on the edge. So I do think that she's going to push Quinn to do even worse than what she's done, and she is going to drive a wedge between Quinn and Rachel. Then on the Chet thing, I think Chet might actually betray Quinn. I mean, I think he might come back and try to save her at the in the end, in the very end. But I think he wants that Emmy so badly, he might actually give her up to some extent. But he can't really give her up without giving up himself on so many things.
Yeah.
So, but I think he is going to do something to betray her trust.
I think the Jay and Alexi thing is going to blow up somehow. I think the passport to dance is going to get canceled or something's going to go wrong. Those pictures are going to surface. Quinn's going to be pissed. Something bad, bad. And I don't want anything bad to happen to Jay because I love him. Serena, it looks like in the preview, she has some sort of a secret. So I think maybe there's something from her past that's going to come out and it's going to, like, you know, the guys are going to get thrown through a loop. And yeah, that's my big prediction for next week, is that it's going to be really heavy focused on Serena. And I'm curious what Madison's planning, because it seems like there is a lot of stuff going on with Madison.
Yeah, Madison, you know, she did very well this week.
She did well, but then she's got to screw it up because that's Madison.
Of course she does. Yeah. You know, I think the Rachel and Jeremy thing is going to continue to build. She's got to have sex with someone by the end of the season. And, you know, we're running low on men. So
yeah, and Alexi in that opening scene.
Yeah, you know, we got Alexi out. I'm pretty sure Jasper out, Owen out, and then there's August. You know, you never know.
Yeah,
but I think that she's going to kind of continue to mess up. But I think the rest of these episodes, as along with their titles, are a reflection of what she's going on internally, right. And essentially, you know, like this episode, projecting onto the entire show. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. And thank you, Alex Hernandez, for Skyping in. You were lovely, and we hope to meet you someday soon. Where can everyone find you on social media?
All right, party people, I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
Hey, everyone, you can find me on Instagram at LMPowers15 or on Twitter at LeslyPowers15.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com and samd43 on Twitter and Instagram. Don't forget to follow us at AfterBuzz TV, at AfterBuzz TV, and all social media platforms. Please rate, review, subscribe. We love hearing from you. And we will see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.